Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This month, Blind Veterans UK announced the highest figures for beneficiary recruitment in the charity's 102-year history. A record number of 940 new ex-servicemen and women with sight loss in the UK are set to receive support from the national charity. I'm joined now on the line with Laura King, who is the No One Alone campaign group manager for Blind Veterans UK and a beneficiary of the organisation. John Evans, how are you both doing this morning?
Hi there, great, thank you.
Laura, a huge part of setting up this breathtaking record is the No One Alone campaign, which was launched in 2012 with the aim to reach out to thousands of potential beneficiaries. What was the inspiration for the No One Alone campaign?
It was really just based on the desire to help more blind ex-service men and women. As you mentioned, the charity is very old now, very well established, and we've always been there to support blind ex-service men and women right since the First World War. But we'd reached a level where we changed our constitution in the early 2000s from being people who were blinded in service to people who had ever served and might have gone blind later in life through natural causes. And following that, we decided on another change, which was to dramatically increase the number of people we were supporting year on year. So it wasn't a case of that we'd had a shut door or it'd been unwelcome or anything like that, but it was more that there was a decision to have a recruitment drive in 2012. So we've gone up year on year from then. And now at the moment, I'd say there kind of is a newer inspiration, and that's that we want to increase from 4,500 to 8,000 new beneficiaries by the year 2022. And that's all part of our current five-year strategy to reach and support more blind ex-service men and women.
It is fantastic that you not only are announcing record-breaking achievements for the organisation, but also that you have targets to do even more.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Now, John, you are a beneficiary of Blind Veterans UK. How important has the service been for you?
It's been absolutely brilliant. I think the year 2012 seems to be a bit of a kingpin. That was the year that I first found out about blind veterans. I went through the process of joining. I found out about it through the RAF News paper, where the name changed from the old St Dunstan to the new Blind Veteran. As today, the invitation was there for anyone who thinks they could benefit from the help offered, which I did, and here I am sort of 5 years later, and I'm a volunteer with the organisation trying to recruit more members.
It must have had quite an impact on yourself, John. As you see, you're now volunteering for the organisation as well. What has the benefits of being part of Blind Veterans UK been for you since 2012?
The charity highlights the fact that you're not alone. I think the campaign's aptly named, but it's the camaraderie within the organisation. All the other members are in the same sort of position for different reasons, but we're all in the same sort of position. And we sort of communicate a lot. I mean, the age group that we sort of span is from 26 up to 105. There's no difference made to people's rank during the service. The help that I've been given personally was with computers. I mean, I've typed up some notes today, which before 2012 I wouldn't have been able to have done. I was coming into a bit of a black hole when I was diagnosed, because I've got tunnel vision. And it was a visit to the Sport and Recreation Department up in Brighton that gave me the incentive to get out, start living again. I'm a bit extreme. I've actually taken part in the annual London to Brighton 24-hour fundraising walk. I would never have contemplated that in 2012. And even the result of another coach trip I did with some veterans who were all talking about, but two of them close by were talking about the benefits of a guide dog. I've gone out and obviously through approaching guide dogs, ended up with a guide dog called Johnny. He's a black lab and he's 4 years old, and we do all sorts of things together. Again, some of them blind veteran related. We've done the Cenotaph Parade twice, done the 100th anniversary of Blind Veteran Westminster Abbey service. I wouldn't have believed that possible before getting involved with Blind Veteran.
I don't think anyone could accuse you, John, of being lazy either. It sounds like since you have been part of Blind Veterans UK, you've certainly taken full advantage of everything that they're offering. The benefits sound absolutely fantastic. And as you say, it's a chance to get out and to meet other people and to know that you are not alone. It's a really important message to get out, isn't it?
It is, very much so. I mean, we met a lady 2 weeks ago, and she was in the position I was in 5 years ago. Absolutely didn't know where to turn to. And it was really sort of heartwarming that within 3 days of us meeting her for the first time, she found out about Blind Veterans, that we got word back through the system that she had filled the forms in, made her application, been accepted, and was due for her first visit to one of the centres. I think the big misconception nowadays is that everything costs money. The help that you get from Blind Veterans is free. I think that's what a lot of people can't comprehend, that a lot of organisations charge a lot of money for the help that they give. Blind Veterans don't.
It's absolutely incredible, John, and it's just one of a number of amazing stories coming out of Blind Veterans UK. And I'm very happy to say, Laura, that the No One Alone campaign has been recognised for its success and was actually shortlisted for a Vision Pioneer Award in June of last year. How do you feel about the service being recognised in such a way?
I just feel really proud to be part of it. It's a really lovely aspect of my role that you know that you make a difference to people's lives. When I hear stories like John's, it just makes it all worthwhile. I'm just so pleased that the campaign's doing exactly what it was intended to do and transforming people's lives. And it's lovely, you know, the recognition's lovely, but it's really about what it actually means in practice that's important.
Absolutely. Now, of course, John, Blind Veterans UK would obviously like to increase the number of people that they can reach with their services. What advice would you give to other veterans suffering from sight loss who maybe have never even considered reaching out to the organisation?
A lot of people with eyesight problems don't ask for help, and you don't realise how much help there is. When you get involved in the age-related conditions, the older generation don't know who to turn to. We love to put the word out that we're here as an organisation, and provided they meet some criteria, they will help.
And as you say, the help that they offer from Blind Veterans UK is free, which is incredible, and not many people are aware of the services that they could be getting.
No, they're not. I mentioned the lady a couple of weeks ago. She just didn't. It was like a light came on, and I wish we could turn that light on a lot of other people's lives. She was at the end of a tether. She, all of a sudden, she's been sort of swept up, and we would love to see a lot more people. The ex-servicemen tend to be proud. They want to ask for help, and I admit I was exactly the same. But now that we've done it, I would love to see a lot more, I don't know, swallow the pride or just reach out and ask for the help and accept it.
And again, I think one of the strongest messages to come out of Blind Veterans UK in recent years is just the message that you are not alone. Now, Lara, obviously the No One Alone campaign team has been working very hard, but what are the other elements that go towards putting such a campaign together and that help the everyday machinations of Blind Veterans UK?
Well, thank you. As you mentioned, it's really a team effort. There's lots of different aspects of the campaign, whether it's marketing and PR, talking to stakeholder organisations like RNIB. But one thing that we're incredibly grateful for is our team of about 14 veteran volunteers like John, who go out and spread the word, because there's nothing like word of mouth recommendation. And the team of volunteers have gone to about 170 different events across the country in the last year. And that's quite a feat for people who don't all have someone to help them get to an event. A lot of them organise their own transport to go, and they might stand for a day, or they might give a talk, talking firsthand about their own experiences. And that's where so many of our referrals come from. And it's just lovely to see that kind of word of mouth being generated. And the volunteers, they tell me how much they enjoy giving something back and getting the opportunity to help spread the word along, really, because they're so grateful for what they've had.
And John, obviously, you've been a volunteer now with Blind Veterans for some time. Is it something that you would encourage other veterans to get involved in?
I would, yeah, because it's not something that everybody likes to do. But when you get the result that, you know, someone feeling. I would recommend anybody to at least have a go at it. So there's many different roles volunteering within Blind Veterans UK, not necessarily standing up in front of people and making speeches, but just helping people to and from the shop, to taking them on outings and all sorts of different roles. I choose the speaking side of it and the publication of No One Alone. It is satisfying when you get results.
Now, Lara, I'm sure many of our listeners are paying attention to the chat that we're having today and would like to get in touch with Blind Veterans, if even just to find out some more information. What is the best way for them to reach you?
The best way would be to give us a ring on our free helpline, which is 0800 389 7979, or to go on our website, blindveteran.org.uk. And the one thing I'd mention as well with respect to criteria is lots of people, I think, obviously had to go blind in service, which isn't true. And I'd also mention too about national service. If somebody did national service, you know, over 50 years ago now, and they've lost their sight later in life, they're just as eligible for our support. So it's always worth having that conversation with someone in your life who might not think that they'd ever be eligible. So they don't necessarily go around talking about being a veteran. But if you know they're of that national service generation age, just have a chat with them and say, did you do this? And if you're struggling with your sight now, it's worth giving Blind Veterans a call and just finding out if you qualify.
Absolutely. I think everything that Blind Veterans UK is currently doing is absolutely fantastic, and it has been a real pleasure speaking to you both this morning. John Evans and Lara King, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.